Roger, you should have been in here.
What?
We're into talking nostalgia again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know. I lived through nostalgia. I was there for it.
I was telling Gene, you know, I grew up in Portage, obviously.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about, you know, when Portage became a city, it was like 34 square miles of nothing.
Yeah.
Other than Lloyd Norris High School and the airport. That's what the city of Kalamazoo got. That was it.
I used to have to drive through country. To get to my first radio station job at WTPS in what was Portage Center.
Yeah, that was the center. Center yeah. Street in Westridge? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was called Portage Center.
I swear for all the world that house always looked like it was going to go over in a high wind. I'm serious.
You should have walked in it.
The old gray house on Westridge.
But you sat there in those big windows what had been the dining room, looking out at all the world going by.
Yeah, I with the radio in a previous radio life, this radio station I used to work for north of town.
Uh huh.
The rumor was is it used to be a house of ill repute before the radio station bought it. Interesting. Well, welcome back.
And who would have thought it could go down from there?
I know, you know. Well, it stayed a red light district. It's just a different one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Blinking red lights on a tower.
Okay, I get one for that.
It is the trifecta.
It is the trifecta. Yeah, you never get to say that. I should let you do that.
It's Jim McKinney.
I should let you do that.
Raj Taylor and Gene Clem.
Yeah. I should, on Fridays, you should be the one to say it's the trifecta.
Yeah.
So I think, remember we were talking about anything we want to, Friday, we can do anything we want to?
Right.
I say we do that from now on.
Okay.
Friday, Roger gets to announce what the show is.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, and our phone numbers.
Yes.
382-4280, 877-382-4280, and Heartbreak Chris mistimed his call.
He missed a heartbreak.
Really?
He called right after CBS News started.
Oh, wow.
And he said he was going to call back, but no Chris.
I think he's watching the clock.
No, I told him to call back at about 8 minutes after.
Oh, okay.
He probably had a heart attack when we agreed on the insurance company.
That's why he's calling in. He wants to rip you both a new one. Right. And a snarky or smarmy contest text can be sent to 80373. Couple of things. First of all, show's brought to you in part by Theater Kalamazoo. Home to more than a dozen producing theaters in Southwest Michigan. Visit theaterkalamazoo.com for a full listing of theaters and upcoming shows. We have one traffic issue. We have not heard anything back on this. Eastbound 94 east of Sprinkle apparently was stopped. If you know anything about that, text us at 80373 or give us a call and let us know if things are running free and clear there. The other thing is a severe thunderstorm watch for the entire WKZO listening area from now until 10 o'clock. There are some thunderstorms moving across the lake, but according to Bob, we probably won't see hide nor hair of those until maybe about 3 hours. He said 3 hours back on 345, so maybe a little after.
Six-ish. Seven-ish?
Some smart aleck just texted in. Is Birdwatch on? I just heard Roger giving out the phone numbers. No, it's her. It's her. Wait a minute. Okay. We don't give texters the broom shot very often, but that one we will.
Yeah, the hummingbirds are really tanking up. I noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting ready.
Yeah. Matter of fact, maybe some of the hummingbirds that are here are not our hummingbirds. They're birds from the north that are already migrating.
Yep.
Maybe it is bird. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Syria. Interesting comment. The president came out today. So did Secretary of State Kerry. And President Obama's big thing is he hasn't made a final decision, but, and you use the quoting fingers here, we are not considering a boots-on-the-ground approach.
Okay.
The only major ally, get this. Yeah, like we were like, these guys is our major ally. The only major ally that we have that's agreeing with us is France.
And they'll just tell us good luck.
And what does that tell you when the only country that supports what you're doing is France?
Is France, yes.
Even our lapdogs, the British, aren't going along with us on this one.
Now, I have to agree that there's probably something that needs to be done because the report is that at least 1,430 people, including more than 400 children, have been killed in attacks where Assad used chemical weapons.
Or somebody used chemical weapons.
They don't know who. Yeah, they really don't.
And when you hear the Secretary of State saying, this is what our intelligence shows us, Right. Well, where have we heard that before?
That's an oxymoron.
We heard that just prior to Iraq.
Yeah.
That they've got weapons of mass destruction. Look, here, we've got intelligence that shows that. I referred to this move as being done by George W. Obama this morning on Facebook, and that offended some people.
Yeah, think?
I think people on both sides were offended.
Well, now, if you're an equal opportunity offender, that's fine. Yeah. That means you're doing your job. I mean, that's good. Everybody
but
doesn't just...
We have no plan. This is throwing a small Molotov cocktail into the house, and we're hoping it doesn't set the whole house on fire, but we want to teach them a lesson. So we're going to do a one-time Molotov cocktail and hope that us throwing this into that house doesn't create a disaster.
It's like throwing a rock at a wasp nest, and just your plan is to run when they come out?
Yeah.
I'm hip. Yeah. That would be my plan.
We've got no plan. We've got no support. And, yes, killing people with chemical weapons is a bad thing.
Yeah.
But why is it up to the United States to fix every problem anywhere in the world?
Yeah, the point I like is that there's people being chopped to pieces with machetes in Africa. So
are we doing anything about that?
Because it's not gas? Yeah, and are we doing anything about that? You can't cover
everyone. That's an acceptable way to kill people, but you can't kill people with chemical weapons.
Yeah, right.
That's going too far.
Right. Right.
All right, so I'm going to ask you two the mortal question here. All right. And something that the U.S. Representative Justin Amash has come out and publicly commented on. Mm-hmm. If there is any kind of action taken against Syria at all, does the President of the United States have to get permission from Congress to do it because of the War Powers Act?
Is that not an act of war when you bomb somebody?
That's what I'm asking you. What do you consider an act of war? Is it a physical presence, boots on the ground, or is it attacking via an outside source, say the destroyers that are sitting in the Mediterranean Sea right now, ready to bomb Syria back into the Stone Age? If any U.S. munitions / weapons hit Syria, period, is that considered an act of war? If it is, does the president have to seek permission first?
Well,
does it violate the Constitution?
Let's look at little presidents like Pakistan. Is that the way you pronounce it, Pakistan?
I think you pronounce it any way you want to.
We're firing cruise missiles that are using drones anyway in Pakistan to blow up people, and evidently that's okay because they've been doing it. So
is that not an act of war?
It would be to me.
So you only really kill people with big weapons.
Right.
If you use a little drone, that's not serious killing.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Well, that's where Justin Amash, he might be right. You know, that's unquestionably unconstitutional.
I don't think
but
he's
nobody's
the only
gonna
one.
Do anything about it. Congress not gonna do anything.
That's the thing. Well, they haven't done anything, period,
that's
for
right.
the last how many months?
Yeah.
Are they gonna all go up in arms and go, we gotta do this?
No.
You know? No, is this something that would unite them or
they'll
what?
They'll talk to their voters and people who might I'm gonna be this way.
You know, it used to be I hate to say it, but it used to be different. You know?
Back in the old days?
Back in the old days. Get off my lawn. Back in the old days. I mean, all right, let's go back to World War II. All right? We were bombed by the Japanese, okay? When the president made his declaration of war, he did it in Congress.
Correct.
And
they
all agreed with him.
Right.
And they gave a standing ovation. We're going to go to war. What are you, nuts?
One vote against.
The Korean War was kind of obfuscated, the fact because it, quote, United Nations was supposedly in charge.
Right.
Even though we had the majority of the troops over there. Vietnam was never a declared war. It was always a, quote, police action.
The Gulf of Tonkin resulted in authorization for bombing.
But that's the thing.
But
what
that's not an act of... That's not
what
authorizing an act of war.
What constitutes an act of war? Well, I'm going to ask Chris. Chris!
There you go.
How are you?
Good.
All right, so I'm going to ask you before you mention your opinion here, what constitutes an act of war?
I would say any aggressive act of violence from one nation to another.
Okay, see, and I agree with that, which would mean, he would have to go.
Yep.
He would have to go, and he would have to respond by going to Congress.
So, Chris, would lobbying cruise missiles into Syria qualify in your book as an act of war?
Sounds like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we agree.
All right, cool.
The blockade is
so what's up?
Well, I just love the duality of our president and the current leadership in the Democratic Party, where, you know, all this last week I've been listening to clips of Biden and Pelosi, John Kerry, and all those people decrying, you know, aggressive acts by, you know, a president that if he doesn't come to Congress and get permission to do it, then, you know, it's impeachable. But, you know, they want to ignore that this time. And every one of these people that I've been listening to from, you know, back when Bush was in office are now saying, no, we don't need to go to Congress. This, you know, we can do this. This is, you know, this constitutes us an imminent threat to us, which, you know, I don't quite see how, you know, it's an imminent threat to us when Iraq wasn't a threat to us. But, you know, to me, it's
pretty obvious. It's politically oriented rather than constitutionally oriented.
You bet.
And that's what gets the Tea Party people.
I'm going to interrupt you two guys because Roger has a traffic update.
I-94 is at a full stop at Sprinkle Road. Your last chance on eastbound 94 to avoid the parking lot is Portage Road.
Okay, and that will change soon.
Get off there if you're on 94 eastbound because it ain't moving starting at Sprinkle Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, so anyhow.
Thank you guys, by the way.
If you're willing to ignore the law, anything is possible, it seems.
Right. Well, and I'm going to ask you this as a totally apolitical observer in this, okay?
I don't believe that for one thing.
Oh, okay. Come on. You got to give me credit for something.
Whatever.
No, I'm not going to say Democrat or Republican. I'm saying who's going to call the president on if he sends Tomahawk missiles in?
Who's
going to call him on it?
Nobody will.
It doesn't matter. He's not going to have another election cycle, so he can...
Kucinich called him on it, and I know Amash has called him on it, but Kucinich really isn't in power, and because Amash is one of those nutty right-wingers, he doesn't get cred in his own party, even though I'm proud to say he's my congressman, and he represents me very well.
I'm not sure he's so nutty. I think, according to the definition, he's right.
He's right.
Yeah,
according to what you guys say.
According to the mainstream Republicans. He's a nut job.
Is there such thing as a mainstream Republican anymore?
Not anymore.
I was going to say, is there?
We're working on that. We're ripping them up.
John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, the leadership, they pretty much are, you know, they're under the false belief that if they, you know, go along to get along, that they'll get something for themselves.
Yep. I got to tell you, and we got to let you go, Chris, before I let you go, I'm not so sure that the word leadership can be applied to anybody, Republican or Democrat in Congress, since they're not doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, unless you include the president, who just...
He's under that umbrella, too.
Well, except that, you know, he kind of acts aloof, but he still does the things that, you know, that he wants to do. I mean, he hasn't deviated from his plan very far, has he?
No, but what the thing is that who's going to call him on it again? That's what's going on.
So. We have a bunch of cowards.
Yep.
Have a good Labor Day weekend, Chris.
See you, Chris.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
All right, well, let's take Bill quickly. Hi, Bill.
Hey, I just say, thinking that the Obama administration they couldn't call the coup in Egypt a coup, so maybe they're thinking this has nothing to do with war. It's not in their definition of war.
That's a good point. You know, if you think about it, this is a response to an inhumane act and not a declaration of war.
Yeah, but how do we know it wasn't the... opposition that released the gas.
Well, and that's just we were just talking
we
about
don't,
that.
Bill,
we
you're
don't,
right.
We know that chemical no weapons were unleashed on a population. We know that people died and children were included in that. But, you know, those things didn't come in with a sad signature on them.
Hey, Bill, do you ever remember hearing the words, "We have intelligence on this"?
Right.
Have you ever heard those words before?
I remember they showed all that stuff from Iraq to everybody. Yep. Even Hillary Clinton agreed that they had weapons.
Which
everybody conveniently forgot.
We've been down this road before.
We're slow learners
in this country.
It may just have been a guy riding a camel with an RPG on his shoulder, but by golly, that was a weapon of mass destruction, and we were going in.
Just Just kick me again.
There you go.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, thanks. Have a great Labor Day weekend, all right? Thanks for calling in. No, that's, you know, it's all fuzzy now because of what's happened over the past few years. But I can't say I don't agree with Chris. Aggressive behavior, one country to another, that involves some sort of attack, whatever is used, that's an act of war.
What I don't agree with Bill on is waiting to see what happened in Egypt to see if it was a coup. That was a reasonable thing to do.
All right, more to come. It's the trifecta. 590 WKZO. It is the trifecta.
Roger. He's Jim. Gene Clem is along. It's Friday. I'm supposed to do this.
Okay, go ahead, please. Do. Let's start over.
Welcome back to the trifecta, folks. It's Jim McKinney, Roger Taylor, and Gene Clem.
Hey, there you go. Well, you're good at that. Man. Traffic update, eastbound 94, stacked up, beginning at Sprinkle Road. The first chance to get off is Portage and Kilgore. That's exit 78, exit 76, Westridge, exit 75, Oakland, and the interchange, which is, I think, 74. That's the 131 on 94. But if you go past Portage and Kilgore Road, get ready to sit.
Yeah.
Because it's a parking
Take
lot.
Take some reading with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm hip. And if you're sitting in that parking lot and it happens to move, then either text us or give us a call. The numbers are?
Oh, 382-4280. 877-382-4280. The fun lines.
Yeah. After 4:30, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to go see Western Michigan University and Nicholls State at Community Night. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Saturday is Michigan State.
Tonight.
Tonight. Oh,
and we're going to talk. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We will. But it's going to be one of Jim's incredibly stupid trivia questions. So,
you know, when we were talking about bombing Syria.
Yeah.
We had not one call from anybody who thought that was a good idea. I'm surprised.
Well,
I don't know the political orientation of Bill, but I know where Chris comes from.
Yeah.
And he and I agree that this isn't a good idea. Gene doesn't think it's a good idea. I didn't hear from anybody who thinks, hey, it's a holiday weekend. Let's do fireworks. Let's bomb Syria.
Yeah, nope.
We got a few tomahawks laying around.
Yeah.
We're here. We're in the Mediterranean. We might as well party.
There was a Tea Party-like demonstration in Dearborn against the bombing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Speaking of the Tea Party,
oh.
One of Gene's favorite people, Tim Skubik, wrote a column, kind of smacking around the Tea Party movement around a little.
He is.
So
he's not a friend to the Tea Party
people?
Well,
not this time.
He just loves poking needles in us. Let's put it that way. He likes to stir up things that he needs.
Tim's a friend of the show. He's been on before.
He needs stuff for his
column.
TV show, for his column. Yeah.
So we're going to have Gene provide the opposing view on this. We're going to talk about this in a minute. Sometime this hour, though, we're going to have to talk about that roller coaster we just saw.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even. Now, that's not a roller coaster.
No, not really.
That's just terror on a pole.
A thrill ride, right? Yeah.
I like that. Terror on a pole.
Sort of like the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yeah.
Well, Tilt-A-Whirl is terror in a circle for me, so we won't talk about that. CBS and local news coming up. We'll be back in a moment. It is Roger what? The trifecta. Now, I need to warn you, it's not the end of the show. We have a special end of the show thing tonight.
Ooh, okay.
But what show is it?
This is The Trifecta, Gene Clem, Jim McKinney, and Raj Taylor.
And it's brought to you in part by the Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com. By Bronson. I love Bronson. The first hospital in the region to offer a new life-saving heart surgery. So I'm guessing that's healthy.
Yeah.
Also, they have a comprehensive breast care center here for you every step of the way. Call 381-8700 to schedule your mammogram. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com/women.
If you heard in the news about gas prices.
Yes.
If you're traveling east on I-94, and those of you from Sprinkle Road East aren't. May not be using any gas at all right now. Yeah. But once you do get going, you can save yourself a dime a gallon if you buy your gas right by the Firekeepers Casino.
Oh, really?
It's a dime cheaper there than there anywhere else.
Wow.
If you're headed west, if you wait to Napier in the Benton Harbor area, gas is $3.69 there.
Oh, there you go.
If you're headed north or south on 131, you're screwed.
Well, unless you get down to Sturgis.
Yeah. Well,
down to Sturgis.
Sturgis. No, they're $3.78.
Wow.
Both of those exits are Pilot.
Yeah.
They have Pilot.
Yeah.
And they also have good, very,
TA
very good
TA is
coffee.
Another one on 104.
Yeah,
I said 104 is TA and Pilot both.
Yeah,
but those are
Sumatra coffee. It is very good.
Oh, there you go.
Whether I need gas or not, I always gas up on coffee there.
But there's a way to save a few shekels if you're traveling this weekend. Right.
And one other quick thing: there's a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the entire WKZO listening area until 10 o'clock tonight. So
we sound like a news talk station.
Sorta.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we almost sounded professional
now,
there
if you
for
wanted,
a minute.
Like, if you wanted Friday comedy, we would just, you know, do this.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere else for that.
Yeah. So Tim Skubick, who is a friend of the show, comes on periodically, starts out his article by saying, quote, "This has not been a banner week for the Tea Party gang. It took a hit on Medicaid expansion. Opposition to the core curriculum appears to be on its deathbed as well." So, it's good that we have with us the spokesperson for the Michigan
indeed.
Tea Party Alliance and the president of the Southwest Michigan Tea Party Patriots, Mr. Gene Clem, who I'm guessing is going to say that the the news of our demise is greatly exaggerated.
Right, well, I was going to start with saying I know Tim. Tim is a friend of mine, but he's just wrong about this one again. But Tim likes to stir it up, and so I have to remind him. And I remind a lot of people over and over and over that the Tea Party, they like to say the Tea Party is the extreme right wing of the Republican Party. The Tea Party is a separate movement organization. Some Tea Party people belong to the Republican Party. There are a lot of Tea Party people who hate all political parties, and especially the Republican Party. And there are some Republicans who don't like Tea Party people. But while we were talking about this, I went back and really quickly and checked my email to see if anything exciting was coming on. And I got this one note: on the 3rd of September, the House is going to theoretically vote on the Medicaid expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some people saying, well, is there going to be any action against that? So I see this. It says an email from an organizer and a GOP executive on the east side of the state says, well, if it's, quote, the Tea Party thing, unquote, then why am I getting questions from other Republican women's clubs inquiring if there are any events in Lansing on 9-3? I can't find the details for 9-3. Are they posted somewhere? So, and that's the traffic I saw, is it wasn't the Tea Party people were out in front, I'm sure, and making the most noise again. But there was a lot of support from the Republican Party on specifically on the Medicaid expansion. As a matter of fact, 10 of the 15 districts, executive committees, Republican executive committees voted to send a resolution to the elected in the Senate to vote no on Medicaid expansion. So Tim likes to pin it all on the Tea Party. The Tea Party was the loudest part, but it wasn't a Tea Party operation. It was just a Republican operation, basically. And we have a governor who decided it would make more sense to drive a wedge between the elected Republicans and the grassroots. And we'll just have to see how that works out.
Hmm. Does he like driving that wedge?
I think maybe he might do it a little bit different the next time, because I think it blew up more than what he thought. They're a little bit upset about a quote, Tea Party organizer running for the position of lieutenant governor also. But that, and I know from a fact, that started way before the Medicaid expansion brouhaha, and it's completely independent.
You know, Gene, I think part of the problem is, and I'm fairly attuned to politics in the state. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people outside even the periphery of the Republican Party make any distinction between Tea Party and Republican anymore.
They don't.
And I think some of the confusion in who gets blamed for what is based on not being able to anymore see a difference between Tea Party and Republicans. They've sort of become the same thing to a lot of people who are not in the Tea Party.
Interesting you would say that, because I think that's true. That's what Tim is his writing is kind of based on that, and he's really referring to the Tea Party wing, I guess he would call that, the Republican Party. And so if the Tea Party wing becomes more than half the Republican Party, is it a wing anymore, or is it the Republican Party?
Yeah.
That's kind of what
you're
saying.
That's a good question.
Or is the Republican Party attached to the Tea Party?
No.
You know, historically in this country, both parties have been the Borg. They absorbed everybody into them. And I think that was the Republican Party's approach with the Tea Party, is to just bring them into the party and make them disappear.
But I'm thinking
in some levels the Tea Party has taken over, and now it's the moderate Republicans are a wing, and it's really the Tea Party that is the Republican Party. When you see legislators voting against the Medicaid expansion, it wasn't Democrats, it was Republicans, some of them with a Tea Party orientation. But I think there's no moderate Republicans left in the Northeast part of the country, and I'm beginning to have a hard time seeing moderate Republicans even around here.
Well, I think
Fred used to be a moderate, but he's not.
Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, some of the conservatives wouldn't agree with you at all, especially the GOP bunch in Berrien County. But I think right now it's not the way you see it. It's not the way it's portrayed. The Tea Party is what I would call Tea Party, the conservative wing. Really, it's the conservatives, because what happened is there were many people in the Republican Party for years and years and years who were conservatives, who more or less were on the fringes. They've been pulled in by extra people coming in who are conservatives, and they're called Tea Party. So what you're seeing right now, though, is I think a pretty good split. You're seeing a good fight from the RNC all the way down for control of the Republican Party. The way you get control is by precinct delegates. So what I've been telling people is this is really good. This is good stuff, because the quote moderates say, well, we better get some precinct delegates in here because we've got to be able to win these elections and so on within the party. And of course, the conservatives are saying, well, we got to get conservative ones, so when the vote comes in the convention, that we get control. All that's good. That's activity. That's a healthy party. That's a party that's growing. It's nothing bad about that at all. If you got a party that's like there used to be, well, why don't you run for precinct delegate, and all you got to do is go to a convention and then do anything else for 2 years? That's the dead party that we were witnessing before. So it's all good. It's all good, and it's the war's not over yet.
Gene, and a related question to what we're talking about here. I read this week that the Heritage Foundation has been banned by congressional GOP from attending any of their, I was going to say seance, and that's not the word I'm looking for, caucus
meetings, yes.
And is that a sign of the struggle for control of the Republican Party in your mind?
Yeah, I believe so. You got Jim DeMint now is in charge of the Heritage, and he declined to rerun as senator again, and so he took that position. And he is I had the pleasure, just he walked up and just started talking to me one time at a rally in Grand Rapids. He's just a regular guy, just a nice guy, but he is very, very conservative. He's very worried about the direction of the government and so on. So I think that's probably he has taken the Heritage Foundation and made it more active. They used to be just a think tank, and they would put out little white papers. Now they're becoming more active, and they have a subsidiary that's called a Heritage, I forget what.
Action something.
Yeah, with their action.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's probably not on the ins with Boehner and the crew and the House, that's for sure.
So they're being banned from participating in House seances, caucuses. That's just a part of the ongoing battle for control of the party. Okay.
Yep. Right.
Just curious.
It's going to be good to watch. This next year is going to be very, very interesting. And the conversations I've had with people on both sides of the divide within the Republican Party, I've been just trying to buck them up and say, hey, you know, this is a sign of a good thing. You know, fight for your side and recruit all the people you can, but this is good. This is good stuff. So,
you guys want to give some away?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
Are we going to make them spell?
No.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No. Wait, remember we said discombobulated, but we're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
What I have here, 75 years, seasons at Waldo Stadium. Did you know that? 1939 to 2013, 75 seasons at Waldo.
My God, that was there when I was born?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's
so old. Now we're telling people how old you are.
Yeah.
Or sort of. This is Western Michigan versus Nicholls State. It's September 7th, 2013. It is Comm University night. So it's a pair of tickets to go see Western take on Nicholls State at Waldo Stadium. It's the 22nd Comm University. All right, you ready for the incredibly
Nichols,
stupid question?
Is it where they're located?
Louisiana. Thibodaux, Louisiana.
I know.
Wow.
That's not the question.
No.
Was going to ask, is the question where they were located?
No, I was listening to a song, and this is going to be like a really dumb question, and that's why we say them. They're really
one
dumb
of
questions.
Jim's stupid.
Incredibly stupid trivia questions. There was a song in the 1960s that talked about a goddess named Phaedra. I'll even spell it for you. Phaedra. Phaedra.
It's like pneumonia.
Okay.
The silent P.
Thank you. So what I need to know is what's the name of that song? You need to text the name of the song, 280-373, and your name. Make sure you text your name. And I'm going to be looking through the 5 o'clock afternoon news, too, if we don't get a winner. But we'll get a winner. I know we will.
Do you have any idea, Gene? You and I are bold. We were back there in the 60s.
I'll tell you when we go to the break, okay?
Yeah, to me, it's just a Google contest.
Well, you know, we'll see if they can find it. I did spell Phaedra for them.
You can find it.
But
right,
it's a 1960s song that mentions Phaedra. And I need to know what the name of the song is. So
how do you
give me
spell
the name
Phaedra
of the song
again?
I'm not going to tell you. I already said it once. not one of the best songs ever done, but it was okay. All right. And then make sure you text your name with it too. And we'll let you know, if we get a winner here.
Oh, it has to do with rape.
No, it doesn't.
Phaedra, never mind.
No,
but rape is involved.
Not in the song.
Oh,
it's involved Phaedra. I don't know about Phaedra. I have nothing to do with that. She was just in the song.
She's
okay.
On Twitter, I see here.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, text the name of the song and your name, 80373. If you win or if you guess right, you'll be a winner. It is the trifecta, 590 WKZO. Tonight, Western Michigan University and Michigan State, we open it up. It's time. They're going to row that boat to East Lansing. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw something on Facebook. I mentioned, she's ready.
That got her in.
Yeah. There you go. Go Broncos. It was funny. I saw this thing on Facebook. I think we mentioned it the other day. Somebody says they can row the boat all they want to. If they're going to East Lansing, they're going to need an outboard motor. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute.
I'm thinking a jet ski.
We don't have a winner yet, so
it's the psychedelic song.
It was a song, and I'll give you a hint. It was a duet.
Yeah,
there was two of them. Had to do with Phaedra. Yeah, I have to spell it again. Phaedra. Phaedra.
Does it being
a 60s song?
A psychedelic song. Yeah. Does that ring true with you?
Oh yeah, it was kind of a psychedelic song. It was stupid. That's what it was.
Oh, so. Okay.
But I heard it on Sirius XM the other day, and I'm thinking, oh, that would be a perfect song. Oh, that would be perfect. So if you know the name of the 60s song where Phaedra was mentioned, and a man and a woman did it. And I'll give you another hit. The woman was famous for another song she took all the way to number one. But anyway, 80373, text me the name of the song. Should be on Wikipedia now and figuring it out.
When is this game? Oh, okay.
So it's next week. I'll hold on to it.
All right.
And if they happen to win later, then we'll send you the information. All right. So here's the broadcast coverage for tonight. Western Michigan coverage begins at 7 p.m. on 96.5. Our Z96.5, mm-hmm. our sister station to our left here. Normally, the Michigan State coverage would be on 590 WKZO, but because we have Tiger Baseball tonight at 640, you can catch MSU's coverage beginning at 630 on 1660 The Fan. So Michigan State versus Western Spartan coverage, 1660 The Fan beginning at 630, and then 7 o'clock Western coverage on 96.5, the flagship station for Western Michigan sports. And then, of course, the Tigers play at 640 on 590 WKZO against the Indians. It is a big series, indeed. Ho! I got a winner.
Yeah, all right.
Brad, I'm going to send you a message.
It's Brett.
No, it's Brad.
Oh, Brad. I was looking at the one above.
No. Brad, you got to send me your full name. So text me back in your full name. Text me back in your full name, but he wins. And Brett, you know what? I'm going to send you, we'll give you some movie passes. All right.
Yeah. You're just in a giving mood.
I'm telling you, because he got it right, I'll send him some movie passes.
Give.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. What a nice guy.
So, Rod, you have anybody on special tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. At 7:10, we're going to talk with Nancy Warren from Wolf Watchers about killing wolves for no apparent reason in the UP. At 7:40, we're going to talk with former Republican Representative Patty Buerkle. And we're going to talk about efforts to save the dunes at Saugatuck. And in between all that, Dr. Sports is going to teach me baseball math.
There you go. Join Roger tomorrow.
I can hardly
tomorrow.
Wait.
Gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
We'll do that.
You too, all Jim. Right.
Thank you. 5 o'clock afternoon news is next. We'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.